Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Switch On Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Adora Lumina Mbelu. All right, so today is a very interesting episode. I'm going to be talking about friendship dynamics, first of all. And I've got with me someone who is, I'm going to let him introduce himself, but I had to pull my friend into the studio because I figured that if we're going to be talking about friendship dynamics,
yeah,
it'd be cool to have someone that I actually have a relationship with so that we can, you know, talk. Why are you like this? Yes. So this is a part of things we're going to be talking about when friends just interrupt your flow. But yeah, so we're going to be talking about stuff. I've got Akinlabi Akinbulumo. You guys probably know him as Mr. Fisher. Check him out on Instagram, social media, at Mr. Fisher. Now they know you, so they're going to be trolling you and following you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm scared. I'm very scared.
But it's...
Because I know your guys, your community is... No, but they are loving people. So,
yes.
So I'm not scared. I'm happy. I'm excited.
Yeah, they're just going to be, you know, telling you how amazing you are and that you owe me for that. I will send you the bill later on.
No worries. I'll pay.
That's cool.
I'll pay.
But thank you so much for agreeing to do this with me, Akinlabi. So today we're going to be talking about friendship dynamics.
Awesome.
And that's a bit of a broad subject matter.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to be taking it from the angle of just like understanding communication, maybe conflict within friendships. And then we'll kind of go into like friendships on business because we also work together. You know, just to let you guys know, so we run a business together and we're also friends, so we're gonna just kind of touch a bit on how that, the dynamics of that, and how it could work and how it may not work for some people, depending on certain things. So let's start off just talking about the fact that one of the misconceptions I guess that a lot of people have when it comes to friendship is that, you know, we have to like the exact same things. We have to like the same people. We have to want to do the same things. You know, we have to be similar in our beliefs.
Yeah.
And I understand the idea of, you know, alignment in terms of like values and maybe some beliefs and things like that. But I find that, you know, when you have different personalities, you don't always like the same things. You don't always want to do the same thing.
You can't always align on everything. It is impossible. Because I think, you know, it's interesting you say that, because most of the times people forget that even if there are 1,000 things that you think that you align on, there probably are 3,000 things that you don't align on. And so what people see as the majority, as a majority or a lot of things that align on, what happens in that case is that these two people have said, we know what we align on, and we bring that to the front,
right,
and then leave all the things that we do not align on at the back,
right?
But we do not discredit or we do not make less those things. But what happens is that we say, look, these are the things that we align on, and these are the things, therefore, we will build
on
our friendship.
I like that.
We will build our friendship.
So it's not like the other things are non-existent. It's just that they're not as important when it comes to what it is that you're, you know, you're trying to build like together.
And I
find that, you know, I definitely agree with that. I think that for me, like the part that need to be in alignment that may be non-negotiable and usually more around things like moral values, ethics, you know, like how we've, maybe worldviews as well, like just certain aspects of worldview, you know, that I think that are, can be non-negotiable, right? Like when you're build, when you're trying to build a solid friendship. Because those things matter even in terms of behavior.
Character, behavior. I, you know, the thing about it is, if you are friends with someone, and you're doing life with them, you know, moving from one point in life to another, navigating through this complex world and life that we have, you know, you need that thing that we can both align on, that we can both base our conversations on, our views of life on,
yeah.
Because there has to be agreement, yeah. right? We have to agree. And if we're going to have to agree, then we must be on the same page on certain things, right? Even when it comes to character, belief, worldviews, and all that, I don't think it has to be all of it,
right?
It is, we based our worldview or our view of life on something.
Yeah.
We align on it. And based off of that, it means that we can always sit across the table, sit together, hold hands together, and just do this life together, knowing, look, we see eye to eye on these things. We agree on these things. And so I feel like life has a way where it, I see life in form of a current, right? And if life is in form of a current, whether you are, you would either have to be flowing in the direction that the current is going or having to flow in the opposite direction that the current is going. It is easier when you're with someone and you guys are either rowing together in the opposite direction or rowing together in the same direction that life is going. The moment you guys are in the same boat, having to row
in different directions, right.
you are not going to move, right? You're not going to move either with the current or against the current. And so it's important that if we're going to be on the same boat, in the same ship, in the same friendship, see what I did there, right? If you're going to be on that same ship, then we both have to be rowing in the same direction, right? And so what are the pedals, what are the things that we're rowing together on so that we can do this life together, whether we're going in the direction that life seems to be taking us, or in some cases, we're having to go against the grain.
Right? And that's, I mean, that's valid. That's, I think that's the point at which people either outgrow each other.
Yes.
Because you also have friendships where it's like, you now decide you're rowing in different directions.
Yes,
right? Exactly, and people either outgrow each other, or people decide that we're going to grow in this particular direction. Because there's some times where, you know, you're in a friendship and you realize what some of maybe your excesses are, or some of the challenges that you have, right? Yes. But that you see, you know, the other person sort of is growing, right, through life, right? Like through their experiences and things like that. And then you can either decide that I want a part of that. Like, I want to learn what you're learning. Whatever it is you're seeing, whatever it is that is helping you grow at this rate, you know, I want to learn that, I want to go that. But you also have times where people will visualize that as, you're leaving me.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know, like, so on two spectrums, one side is the part where people say, okay, you're leaving me. The other part is the side part where someone who's growing says, yeah, I'm leaving you.
I'm leaving you.
I need to leave you.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to grow. And I think that, you know, that is for, in our relationship, in our, in our friendship, like, there's always been that dynamics of, you're growing in this space, I'm growing in this space, right? And how can I teach you what I'm learning? And how can you teach me what you're learning? So sometimes we're not even like, we're not growing in the same space at the same time. Sometimes it's like you're experiencing a certain level of spiritual growth. I am experiencing a certain level of growth, maybe my emotions, right? Or somewhere else. And then we can have conversations about what I'm learning and what you're learning in this space. And then it allows me to grow at a faster rate, right? Because I'm now learning from somebody else's experience. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to necessarily have the same experience. I don't have to go through
the same.
You know, people say you must go through your own experience, but I'm like, sometimes I don't. I can learn from my friend's experience.
I mean, in fact, it's important because one of the biggest beliefs that I have, I might not have been vocal about it, but one of the biggest beliefs I have is that, in this thing called life, there will be lessons, right? And we can't, as individuals, all learn the same lessons and get all the lessons that life needs to teach, right? But the only way we can balance up and get these lessons are from other people. And I think that that is what friendships help us do to help us become balanced human beings.
Yeah.
To live through others, to experience things that they experience.
Yeah.
I'm not of the opinion that you have to, in fact, I just totally disagree if you have to have exactly the same experience.
Right.
No. Because even twins, when they're born, they look alike.
They don't have the same experience.
They don't have the same experience. True, everybody must have a unique experience. Yeah. But I believe that even though everybody must have a unique experience, we must and we should learn from other people's experiences.
Yeah.
And when you have things like friendships, relationships, whatever it is an opportunity, right, to get close enough to learn, to draw from the other person's experience.
Yeah.
And so the example that you gave about both of us, very beautiful experience, is I am learning this, I am getting somewhere spiritually.
Yeah.
Right? This is not to say that I think that you are not, but I am going somewhere spiritually. And I share with you the things that I have learned. And I don't necessarily have to know how it is that it will apply to you. All I need to do is share.
Yeah.
Right? And you get it. And when you get it, you know how it is going to apply for you.
Yeah.
But more importantly, you understand where it is that I am, how it is that you can help me grow. Right? So there's the part where with friendships, you're sharing with me the things that you're learning, and I am hearing them, and I am taking them as lessons that I will learn. But then there's also the part of it where it helps me understand you better, helps me understand where it is that you are going. It helps me understand how it is that I can apply.
Yeah.
I can use what it is that I have to help you just even become a better person.
Yeah,
so if you tell me, oh, this is where I am emotionally, right? Whether it is a positive or negative emotion, I should then say, this is where this person is.
Yeah.
What do I have in my arsenal? What do I have in my quiver?
Yeah.
What do I have in my toolkit, right, to help this person either get out of it, become a better person? And I think that's what friendships, do.
Definitely. I mean, it's, when I was even talking about like values alignment, which I think is incredibly important for friendships, is I think just coming from a place where, when people from the outside see you consistently in connection with a person, right? I feel that there has to be some level of, there's already some level of expectation.
Yes.
Whether you like it or not, right? So if I know that this person is your close friend, there's an expectation I have about the type of person that you are. Because then that's why they say birds of the same feather flock together, right?
Yeah.
So then it becomes increasingly important to make sure that I am aligned with this person on certain things, certain principles that are just very key. So for you, for instance, like what would be like a deal breaker for you in a friendship, like about a person?
Oh, man. I mean, you have to love people.
Right.
You have to love people. If you're going to be my friend, you have to love people. You have to love life, and you have to just be, you don't necessarily have to be like 100% selfless.
Right.
I think that's challenge with being your friend. Now I judge every friend. Is this person like Adora? Are they selfless? Will they give their life for every other? No, but...
Yeah.
But I mean, they have to have this level of selflessness.
Yeah.
I'm not saying do not take care of self. I'm not saying put all that you have aside.
Mm.
But in the face of certain things, would you make a selfish decision, or would you love people so much that you're saying to yourself, you know what, I must do something for this person. I have the opportunity to do something for this other person, and I will not let it pass by.
Mm.
And I'm not doing it because of the reward of what it is that I will get, but just simply because, man, this person is here.
Yeah.
And this person needs this thing, and I can't do it. Let me do it. I mean, I think that it's easier to just make me a friend if I see that.
Yeah.
So for everybody listening, if I see that display, right, my heart just melts. I'm like, this is the person.
Yeah.
And I've seen that this is like the common thread across all the people who are my friends, right? They are these sort of people. Yes, yes.
Yeah, and I think that, that's reflective of you. The reason I asked you that question also is for people to be able to introspect, right?
Yeah.
Is that if you're continuously surrounded by friends that only cause you negativity and drama.
Oh, yeah.
Then you have to look inwards at what it is that you're attracting. True. What I mean? Like, what is it that... Because it's one thing to say, I want this type of friend. It's another thing to be attracting a certain type of people because of your own internal ways and, you know, what is important to you. Because you're deciding... Based on you're deciding these friendships based on what is important to you.
Yes,
you know. That's so true. Yeah. So I think
I didn't think of it in that regard. But that's so true because, that's true. You know, people need to question. You know, if you find, and I mean, you would always find different. This is not to say that certain types of people who you are not necessarily comfortable with will come to you. They will come to you regardless, right? Seeking friendship.
Yeah.
You know, but when you see that these are the only types of people I attract.
Yeah.
And the question is, what is it that you're putting out?
Yeah.
What is it that you have been putting out? And this is so true.
Yeah. And I think just to contextualize for anyone who's listening is that, you know, when we're talking about friendship, you know, we're talking more about close friendships.
Yes, close friendships.
You know, because there's friendship in the sense of they're people who you love, you know, who are considered your friends or people that you went to high school with, or people you've known all your life, family friends. There's different levels of friendships. But I think that, you know, we're speaking more about your closest friendships because that requires investment.
Yes.
Right. That requires more investment.
That requires a deliberate decision.
Yes. Deliberate decision. Deliberate investment of your energy, your time, your effort. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, a lot more deciding factors, you know, with that. Let's talk about like just navigating possible conflict and expectations in friendships, there's sometimes the idea that, again, like, you know, we talked about just like when, you know, people thinking like we must agree on everything. And in the case that, you know what, let me rephrase this to you. Let me just ask you as a question, right? So when you have a disagreement with someone who is a close friend of yours.
Are you asking me for yourself?
Yeah, I'd say like your friends. Okay, we're plenty.
Okay, I know.
But when you have a, you know, a disagreement on something, like what, how do you navigate it? And what typically is going through your mind even as you are addressing it?
I think first and foremost, whenever there is a conflict, some misalignment, whatever you want to call it, it is easier for me. So this is me. Mm-hmm. It's easier for me to navigate it with friends. Mm. Why? Because if I, like we said, by the definition, it has to be people I have deliberately
chosen.
It means that for me to have made that deliberate decision to choose you, right? It means that you tick
certain
boxes, which means that if I do not align with you on certain things, I have to remind myself that I align with you on other things.
Yeah.
Right? So that we don't align on this, right, doesn't change the fact that there were so many things, a thousand things that we align on. And because we align on those things, there is that thought behind my head that... you do not mean me any harm. Mm-hmm. You do not mean the world any harm. This is just how it is that you see it. And once I think that way, I'm now objective with addressing the issue, right? So I'm not as emotional, right? Yeah, I don't think that you mean me any harm. You know, I'm not closed up. I approach this saying to myself, you know what? All that this is a difference in view, right? And so the next step is to say, I don't necessarily want you to change your view, right? Going out of this, I don't necessarily want you to change your view because your view might be valid. However, I want us to have a conversation where I share my view and you listen, respect, understand my view.
Right.
You share your view.
Right.
I listen, understand, and respect your view. And in that conversation, I will see why it is, the context it is with which you have made the decision and you're thinking the way that you're thinking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if in the case that this particular thing we're doing or having a conversation about or a person we're dealing with, right, falls 100% in the context to which you're seeing it, then I say, man, we're going with your decision.
Right.
But if I can see that in this context, because of the context which you're taking it, it's not exactly that context. Mm. And I can tell you, no,
yeah,
that's not exactly yeah. the context yeah. here. And if you can agree that, yeah, this is not the exact context you're seeing it, then you can now agree to go, you know, the way that yeah. it is that I'm seeing it. Yeah. But, you know, for me, I, like we've always said, I do not agree that you must agree
yeah.
on everything.
Yeah.
Right? And I believe very strongly that your ability to see things from different perspectives is a plus to any friendship. And anybody and everybody must be able to feel free, feel comfortable to share those views, share those perspectives. Mm. Because it might not help now, but then it will help in the future. And even if it doesn't help anytime in the near future, yeah. what it is I get to understand you better. I understand how you're making decisions. Mm. I understand how it is that you think through things, right? And as a friend, I always want to protect my friends.
Yeah.
And so I say to myself, I now know, right? If anything comes near this other person, and that is how that thing, you know, I can see the danger of that thing, I would let you know. I can protect you better because I now know that this is how it is that you see those things. Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, I'm listening to you. I'm just learning as well.
How?
I'm gleaming from the well of wisdom. You know? But yeah, I mean, I think that one of the things that you mentioned that is integral is respect.
Yes.
You know, is always when you're navigating a conflict, like always coming from the angle of love and respect.
Yes.
Right? Is because yeah. it's easy for emotions and sentiments to yeah. cloud a conversation, yeah. you know, and your judgment and even yes. your perception yes. of what is being discussed,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And I think if you can go back to the foundation of why you have this friendship
yes.
anyway, you know, it makes it easier for you to, you know, then see it for what it is and even see it for when the person is being emotional.
Yes.
Because yes. we're human beings yes. and you're going to have times having where, you are, yeah, where yeah. you're having either an off day or you're just like, you know, like you're just dwelling on the emotional part of a conversation, yeah. you yeah. know, and in that moment, it's like, you know, I always remind myself is to say to myself that, you know what, like this conversation aside, right, this person is in your space for a reason, right? Yeah. So are you going to jeopardize, you know, the positives of this? And I think that that is where things like losing an argument
oh, yeah.
sometimes like comes into play. It's yes. like for the sake of something that is more important,
yeah.
you know,
yes.
and egos.
Yes. Yes.
Because your
yes.
ego wants to win the argument. Yes. And in some cases, like just being able to be like, you know, not in a condescending way, not in a way where it's like, I want you to know that I let you win the argument.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
But more, you know, I agree with you. Like, yeah. I actually, you know what? I hear you. You know, what you said is actually quite interesting. You know, and just letting it go. And sometimes I think in our relationship, for instance, like we've had situations where I've made a decision on something that you didn't necessarily align with.
Yes.
And when that thing doesn't work the way that, you know, like I envisioned it to be, yeah. like, you know, like you never really come back and say, I told you it wasn't going to
yeah,
work.
Yeah, me, why?
you yeah. know, it, you in fact, you go the extra mile to sort of like, you know, let me understand. Okay, yeah, it didn't really work.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not even really like something you did.
Yeah.
It's just the dynamics of yeah. it. And then you're focused on making sure that, you know, I'm not demoralized
by
that. And yeah. I think that, you know, that is important. Like, so you explain, you do talk about like, you know, what yeah. needs to change, but at least I know where it's coming from.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because, you know, if I made a decision
yeah.
and you, you know, like I've explained, you had a conversation with me and you understood how it is and where it is I made the decision from.
Yeah.
And you left that place saying, I understand this decision. Mm-hmm. You know, I might not completely align with it, mm-hmm. right? Because of where it is I'm standing. But I agree, you know, I've put myself in this other person's shoes and I can see how they are making this decision,
mm-hmm.
right? If it doesn't pan out the way it should, right? I'm like, excuse me, you're human. There's no right. way you can know. There were so many variables right? There were some variables you could consider. There were millions of variables you couldn't have considered. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't go well, most of the times I can see that there are variables that there's no way you would have known.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So let me use an example. So take, for example, if you decided that, you know what, I wanted to go into a business A, right? And the business A, you got into that business A, or you wanted to get into that business A through somebody that you met, right? And I'm now very uncomfortable. I don't want you to do it. And the reason why I don't want you to do it is something that somebody had said about that person that introduced you to this business.
Right.
Right? But then, you know, you now tell me the conversations you've had with that person, with other people, all the homework you've done everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, standing from that place, right? I'm only biased because of what somebody else told me. I didn't even really experience right. that person.
Right.
You know, I've just heard. And I have to tell myself, you know what? The person didn't do it to me. I don't even know the context for which that other person fell out, right? So this is okay. Go ahead. I'm not really happy about that person, but go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work out, right? It most often is not even necessarily about whether that person still did the same thing to you. Mm. But the fact is, I would look and say, let's look at all the different, there are so many variables that apply. Something there that you couldn't have seen, right, happened, you know? And most of the times, apart from even not even wanting to say I told you so, is also to say, look, the next time you're faced with something like this, mm-hmm. right, if I was you, still make this type of decision from this place.
Mm.
Do not now become like me.
Right.
Simply because
it didn't work out. Yeah.
You know, because I honestly believe that where you made that decision, it came from the purest place.
Yeah.
And I don't want my friends to lose that purity of heart and that thing that make them make that decision.
Yeah.
And I've seen this happen so many times, right? People make decisions from that place.
Yeah.
And, you know, because they've told somebody else and they've had that argument and the thing didn't work out, all of a sudden they're not doing it again, you know? And then they lose out on so many opportunities that will never have applied or never have happened the same way.
Absolutely.
So I'm always like, you know what? See, forget it. Next time, make that same decision.
Yeah.
You know, I'm behind you. In fact, I'm the one behind. You must do it next time. Do you get what I'm saying? So
I get what you're saying. And I think that, you know, also there is like the popular school of thought is basically that, you know, within friendships, you have to deliver things emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Right? Is that, you know, I have to be emotionally intelligent. I have to figure out how to navigate this. So if, for instance, even I thought that it was something that my friend was doing that was inappropriate or was not good for them or whatever the case, right?
Yeah.
I have to deliver it in a way that they will get it. And that's the popular school of thought.
Yes.
But it's interesting because I feel like the dynamic of our relationship is different.
Yeah.
Right? Very. Is we're not very emotionally intelligent with delivering things to each other.
Yeah.
And so I'm like that even with my closer, you know, my other close friends. We're like that. I think, you know, we have like two friends that we're closest to.
And
within our group, right, there's no filter.
Yeah.
Right. We have a no filter mode of operation and it has worked for us.
Yes.
You know, because I don't expect that I should be filtering the same way I talk to my social media followers or that I'm speaking to, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like this is someone that knows me. This is someone I'm vulnerable with, right? And vice versa, right? So if there was something, I could just say it.
Yes.
I can just say it directly, right? Yeah. And so there are times where, you know, so where we have experiences, like I could literally just be like, Akilabi, you haven't edited my picture. Guy edit my picture.
I like how you're making it sound very simple here.
I don't feel like I have
Let me paraphrase. You know, let me go back to how she says it. You haven't edited my picture. Let me just explain to you. The next time you ever call me to take my picture, if I say no, and I'll be like, calm down.
You know what I mean? Like, because I don't feel like I need to I need to create a scenario. Like, I need to be like, it's like, you know, are you busy? And that directness is incredibly important in friendships, right? In close friendships. I think that I need to, you know, when I'm in a friendship, I want to be able to feel like I don't have to filter.
Yes.
Every time. And it's not to say that you're outwardly just going to be like, you know, damaging people's emotions. But I think that if you know, again, that this is coming from a place of, where is this coming from? Like, yes. is this coming from a place of fear? Is this coming from a place of love? You know, where is that expression? And it's the same way that, it's sort of like the same dynamics of some of the relationships that we've had with our parents. Where it's like, no matter what my mother or father says to me, I know it's coming from a place of love.
Yeah.
They may not express it the way that I hope that sometimes they would express it, but there is a foundation. Yes. Like, I know that this person is not out to damage me, like you said, right? This person is not out to hurt me, right?
Yeah.
And so I can be tolerant of the expression.
Yes, yes. I mean, as you're speaking, what was in my head was no eggshells.
Right.
Unless I know that you have eggshells around you.
Right.
That means I think, even with us, there are days that we are careful with delivery when we know where that person is.
Yes.
And the space that person is. Yes. So we would say, this person is not in the right place.
Okay.
Right.
I agree. Now. Yes.
However, I have to tell this person. So I will dance about it, around it a little, there's this thing that, a couple of days ago, I realized that that's what we do to each other, is we would just say to ourselves, I know where this person is.
Yeah. I know their mind space.
I have to tell them, right? And once the tap opens, right, I'll just let all the water rush out, then close it. Then step back and say, see, it's not like I wanted to wet your floor,
right.
But I understand. And that's what it is to say, look, there are no eggshells here. If there has to be eggshells, if we're constantly walking on eggshells, then we're not friends. Now.
Yeah.
We're not
absolutely
friends.
And I mean, and I think, like, even beyond even just like the depth of friendship.
Yes.
Right. Let's forget the deep parts, right? You have to like this person. You know what I mean? Like people build friendships sometimes, and they build friendships on so many of these deeper foundations.
Yeah.
And you don't really like the person. Like, it's harder for me to fight with someone that I like, because in my head, I'm kind of like, this is somebody that I gist with. This is someone that I like the person. I like talking to the person. So I think that that is also like an important foundation of friendship, right? Is being able. So even when we have arguments, because me and you have arguments over the silliest things. I don't think we have like serious arguments. I don't think we have some of the kind of arguments that people have in friendships. I don't think we have that. But I think we argue, like, we can argue over stuff like, Nigeria is a useless country.
It's like, Nigeria's not useless.
Yeah, you're like, Nigeria is not useless. I'm just like, I hate
Nigeria.
As she
said that, I was like, that's the kind of arguments we have.
Yeah, like, I think a few weeks ago, we had one very funny argument about Dubai and Nigeria and Emirates and all that stuff.
Imagine.
And yeah, it's always random.
1 hour argument.
It's always random stuff. But the one thing that is always at the back of my mind is that this thing was close on a friendly note, right? So either way, we will throw the banter, but it must close on a friendly note.
Yes.
And so it could even be a situation where it's like, we've had this argument now, and then right after that argument, you share a joke, or I share a joke, I share a video.
Or share a ticket to the place that we were arguing about.
Whatever. But yeah, we try to show that it is not as deep.
Yes.
And I think that is very important. Even and I find that, I do this in a lot of my relationships. Once we've had something, I move on quickly.
Oh yes, quickly.
Right? Yeah. Because I need the person to understand that it is not, I don't hate you.
Yeah, it's not that.
This
cannot define us.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I think most people don't have that.
Yes.
Most people hold things tight to their chest.
Yes.
Right? To where you cannot continue a friendship after that.
Yes.
Right? Because now we've had conflicting views.
Yes.
Yeah, we now have to be awkward around each other. We now have to, and it's just like, no, you don't have to.
Yeah, you're so right. And for anyone who is looking for this technique, right, to navigate that friendships and conflicts. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the perfect thing, is you end on a friendly note. And one of the best ways to end on a friendly note is to eat together immediately, right? So we have this argument, we have this conversation, right. And as soon as he finishes, in fact, when it's on the highest point where the thing is getting heated, you just say, wait, before we continue, please, what are we eating? What should we order? Yes, yeah, order. Do you want this? Do you want this? And then you call to order food, pizza, and argue on the person's behalf. Say, this person, the person I'm with, they hate this thing. They don't like this thing. Drop the phone. Then say, hey, what were we talking about?
Yeah.
Do you know what happens is, in the heat of conflict or arguments, there is this tendency to forget. There's this tendency to switch to this unconscious mode where you forget the things that are important and that this is where this person is coming from. You know, I've had arguments with people I love, my friends, and I've had arguments with people who I know are not my friends and in some cases probably don't even mean me good.
Yeah.
And every time I'm having these arguments, I still feel that same emotion, that whirling up inside. But something happens at the point, you know, where I see this person, either I'm looking at this person or I'm listening to this person speak and listen to their voice, right? And I'm saying to myself, I know without a doubt that this person would take a bullet in the back for me.
Yeah.
Right? So this is just about this view. It has nothing to do with more than this.
Yeah.
Right? This person doesn't mean me harm. This person loves me.
Yeah.
You know, but on the other hand, you know, when I'm like, this person is doing this strictly because they want to bring me down. Yeah. And I will continually be in that defense mode, right?
Yeah, I hear you.
At that point, you know, where I know that this person loves me, this person is doing this, this person is just having this conversation for all it is, I make sure that that is where it stays. Yeah. That's where it stays. And it's so easy to move on, you know, quickly from that. Worst case scenario, if it gets too heated, you'll keep quiet for a while or go somewhere, come back, but always, always immediately share moments. Like, always share that thing that brings you together. If it's food, if it's whatever it is that you guys love to get, share it immediately.
You know, you said, you know, friendship is a decision. Yes. And that's another foundation I think that people need to build friendships on, right? Is one of the things that makes it easier for us to navigate conflict and life the way we navigate it as friends is we've made a decision that we're stuck together for life.
Yes.
Right? So I think
it's a two-way decision.
Yeah, I think you need to make that decision in your heart and in your mind that look, we're stuck together, right?
Yes.
And you have certain friendships like that you've decided that, see, we're not going anywhere.
Yes.
So we've pretty much made a conscious decision that this thing must work.
Yes.
Right? And I think people need to, you know, you talked about just seasons and times and people's mindset states and where they are. And I think people need to understand that more, that, you know, friendship is a journey.
Yes.
And that things change over various periods in time. Like, I know, you know, things happen in your life that as you evolve, right, that may change the dynamics of the relationship, sometimes temporarily, sometimes permanently, you know, and being open to that evolution, right, versus painting this picture in your head and having only this particular expectation. Because I feel like when you paint a picture of what that friendship should be and you have so many different expectations, right, you limit the possibility, you put it in a box, you limit the possibilities of that friendship growing.
Yes.
You know, because people are growing. If individuals, because you have the friendship, it's a collective friendship, right? But you also have the individuals that are growing in different ways and all of that. And you have to be like willing to adapt to that growth per time. Because, you know, I know like, you know, for instance, you know, I can give the example of like, you know, when I went through some of my challenges like three years ago. And I feel like at that point, I wasn't necessarily the healthiest version of me, you know, for a short period of time, like where it's like you're you're not as effective or yeah. as, I wasn't as productive. I wasn't as, you know, and your friend being able to be there in yeah. that time,
yes.
you know, knowing that it is a season, yes. you know, and that you can journey, you know, out of that season. Yes. Like, but you have to be willing to know like that, you know, like, okay, this is where you are now. This is what you're going through. This is, and there's always going to be those ups and downs.
Yes.
You know, the ebbs and flows, yes. I guess, you know, is where I'm, what I'm talking about in relationships. Yes. And, but when you've decided that this is something that is important to me, or this is something that is important to us, you kind of just move with the ebbs and
yeah,
flows.
Yeah, you do.
You know, you move with in whatever direction that it's taking per time.
Yes. I mean, I think that more and more people should, this is going to sound confusing, but I think more and more people should understand, right, that now is not the way it's always going to be.
Mm.
But we're going to always have a now.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is what we're experiencing now is not how it's always going to be. Your now, my now, that we're intersecting in this period
yeah.
and where I am and where you are, it's not always going to have to be this
exactly.
way. It's not going to be this way. When it comes to finance, health,
exactly. Like we're working out of the same office now, and
yeah.
in another 2 years, you might be in Europe somewhere touring the world, right? And we might only see each
Amen.
Other like
yeah, but it's true.
We might see each other like once in 6 months, but
yeah.
Can your friendship, you know, still continue?
Yes, because
in those situations,
because like you said, because you have made that decision,
mm-hmm.
you know that this is not the way it's going to always be. But where whatever it is that it becomes,
mm.
at that moment, I have to, within those moments, make decisions to make the best
out of this.
Of this
yeah.
friendship. So
Very
let's
true.
Use this example you gave, right? We're working out of the office now, right? How do we make sure that we make the most of the now and the working out of the office
yeah.
together? We're doing a podcast. We're doing this recording together right now, which is taking advantage of now. But now you get to a point where a now comes when you are in the States at a conference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Paris. See, I'm saying it with confidence. I'm in Paris
yeah.
at a photo exhibition.
Yeah.
Right? And we have this period when we can get on the phone.
Right.
To just say, how did your conference go?
Right.
You know, we're not beating up ourselves about the fact that we can't be in the same place.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing that can happen.
Yeah.
But what we can do now is at least say, how did your conference go? Did anybody ask you a stupid question? Did anybody get on your nerve? Did you get on that flight? I hope you didn't miss your connecting flight. You know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's people like that who understand this, right? This decision that make the most of their friendship.
So those of you that are listening that get upset because your friend has not yet replied your WhatsApp message, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope this helps you. A time will come.
Yeah, when they can't reply your messages.
They can't reply your messages all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to be able to, I think you just have to be understanding.
Yes.
You know, I think friendship is also about understanding. You want the best of your, you want the best for your friends. You want your friends to grow. You also want to, there's a selfishness where you want to keep them,
yes.
you know, and it's, I think you just have to be comfortable with the fact that, you know, the love that you share is not
yeah.
dependent on,
oh, yeah.
on how frequent, you know,
yeah.
you speak or how, because I have friends, I mean, we talked about this the other day,
yeah.
you know, I have friends that majority of my closest friendships in America.
Yeah.
Because that was where I built the foundation
yeah.
of my closest friendships.
Yes.
They're not here, right? Even though I've tried to get them to move back. Guys, if you're listening to this, come to Nigeria. but, you know, but again, you know, we don't speak all the time, but when we catch up, like we catch up. And sometimes, you know, with friendships that are so close, like sometimes I feel like you're so connected that your conversation can be like so spontaneous, right? But then you understand it.
Yeah, yes.
You know, because you're just connected. You know,
yes.
like it was funny because yesterday evening on Insta Stories, you
yes.
know, Mikey had done something. Alera.
Okay.
And Alera, she had done a post and I just entered the response. I didn't, there was no hi, hello,
yeah.
hey babe, how are you? Nothing. I just entered the Insta Stories and said something. And then it started a whole conversation. And the conversation was deep, you know? So we just kept going back and forth and talking about stuff. And when the conversation was over, it was over. You know, but there was so much connection in that period of time, like just that conversation, you know, because there's so many, we understand certain things about each other, right? So I can even tell where what she's saying is coming from. I can tell, she can tell where what I'm saying is coming from. Like, I don't need to explain.
Yes, I think that with these type of friendships, we more often make use of the pause button than the stop button. Mm. You know, is
yes.
So we continue from where we left off.
Yeah,
you just you know, I'm not
like dropping profound because
I'm
stuff
bad.
So
I'm bad like that. I can't believe I admitted. But the thing is, you just know where we stopped is where we're continuing from.
Yeah.
I know that you might have moved on with life, but we'll continue. You know, it's like one of those things where everything, when you're trying to buffer, you know, when you're buffering online and you're watching a movie. Oh, in fact, it happens with Zoom calls. You know, network goes off. But then to catch up with time, it has to speed up. What happens is, in those moments when we catch up, we have to catch up fast from where it is we left up to where it is that we are now. But we will catch up. We do not stop, right? And have to start again and become friends all the way from the... It's hectic. I've seen those type of things. And it's hectic when wherever we left off, I have to come back. And then we start
from there.
I say, hi, my name is... Yeah, yeah. This is who I am.
Yeah.
This is why I want to be your friend. And then it's just hectic.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think, you know, just to round this up, you know, what we're trying to really express here is that, you know, friendship is about letting people be who they are.
Yes.
And loving them through that. Yes. You know, loving them as they are. I think that, you know, keeping in mind that your expectations of your friend need to be realistic, right? They need to be based on variables that are specific to that particular friend. Because you could have 4 or 5 different friendships and different dynamics.
Yeah.
Everybody has different personalities. Yeah. Everybody has different levels of time. So I can't look at the fact that friend A gives me all the time in the world, is always WhatsApping back and forth, and compare it to friend B. Because friend A might not be, so friend A may not even have a full-time job.
True.
Like, friend A's responsibilities may not be as much as friend B's responsibilities. So looking at your friendships as like individuals, you know, and understanding the dynamics of my relationship with that person, you know, is very key. Understanding, we talked about choice, you know, making sure that it's a decision. We talked about not putting pressure, you know, on these relationships, you know, allowing them, not boxing them, allowing them to grow, allowing people to express themselves.
Yeah.
We also just talked about what? Trust. Yeah, trust and loving.
Trust and loving.
So
yeah.
Loving someone and trusting them, you know, knowing that it's always coming from a good place.
Yes.
You know, and you know, I guess living with that.
Yeah. And then, I mean, if there's any other thing that I'll add, is just, again, just always being in the now. Knowing now, what is it now? Where are we? Where are we now? We're not in the same place we were yesterday, and that's fine. That's beautiful, but for where we are now, you know, what about us will survive or help us survive now? What about us? What about the connection we have will help us survive now? And that's the beautiful part about friendships.
Thank you so much for sharing, Akinlabi.
Thank you for having me.
It's been an amazing experience. And I'm hoping that, you know, the people who are listening to this, you know, you've been able to take away some of the wise nuggets that have been shared. We'd also love to hear your experiences with your friendships. You know, as usual, like I say at the end of every podcast, please feel free to reach out on social media at adora.lumina. You know, feel free to suggest some topics, you know, share some of the ideas that you have about this subject matter as well. And we'll catch us on the next episode, where we're going to be talking about what? Friendship dynamics as it relates to business. Right? Because Akinlabi and I run a business together. So we're going to be talking about mixing business and friendships. Catch you on the next episode.